Okay.
So if you would go for that, or at least part of that, or work on that, then I'll figure out how we can network that in.
There's people
okay.
that live there that are all basically always there.
Okay,
yeah.
So what
they
was,
live there.
So
like,
let's just say everything you were just saying again.
Okay. So right now, is there a way that we can turn the Grand Barn into part-time clothes to be able to outsource that space?
Well, the thing is, the dynamic about this is it's more of a way of life that we're, it's more of our culture. So to introduce.
But would you do it?
I couldn't say that.
But could you do it part time, just enough so you can actually get the money into your pocket to be able to flip it back to the way that you want it, but have the money to be able to get a structure in place?
Well, that's always the question is, do you, you sell your principles to, so now it's a philosophical kind of,
could there be an area that was clothing or an area that was sectioned off?
I would say that, is if someone had an area
sectioned off for a clothing only area type thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If, now we're a venue, if you rented this space for the weekend, because we've had exclusive events. You could just be, okay, you hold an exclusive event, and just anyone in it who could get in has to have clothes. You can rent our hall, you can rent whatever, and, you know, it's your building for the day.
You just haven't sectioned it up, you know?
No, that, yes, because we, you know, but that's up to the group to decide. We advocate, and I'll never betray.
Outside of those rooms, there's very good possibility of it.
That's it. Yeah.
And inside that room.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the way how we can rent out that space, right?
Yeah. Well, that could be a. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would we do with the space, though?
Well, that direction is to be able to get in touch with like other like-minded people, and.
Well, that's
turn
why.
Turn it into a work camp.
Well, see,
they can stay there and do all they want, but they got to work for us.
This is where, you know, building up Twan, though, is because Twan, that's why my dad really needs to get, because we're losing a lot of money because the site's down. That's how he builds it. Everyone who comes to the barn, it's a social network. People come because of him. He makes friends with everyone.
And Twan is that network?
And is that, yeah. Okay. So now that's why it's kind of, oh, shit, we're kind of, that's bleeding off, and we can't allow that to die. That's why.
Yeah, seriously.
So that's why.
That should be a fairly high priority.
Yeah. So that's why this weekend, you know, we can talk. Yeah, and there's such a huge network, my dad knows, like, has the resources that he can pull in, and, yeah, we
those,
can get,
those people are very valuable to the sales team.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Just to provide the odd lead here and there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The entertainment, he's in the entertainment industry, music contacts, actresses, photographers.
People don't know computers necessarily.
Yeah, that's it. They're not technical, you know, but, like.
That's one problem with me, because all my friends are technical. I don't have friends that are non-technical.
Well, that's where I'll come in, you know, it's like.
I tell somebody to click on the start button, they don't know what I'm talking about, but they ain't my friend anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's all about social media, it's what we got to do.
The customers would be forced to pay it.
Done.
What's that?
Could that be done?
Probably.
To do what?
Anything can be done, man. Technology's going on.
To do how to do that. So, how would you?
Basically means that the company's extra slow on processing the request. Mm-hmm. It just sits in the computers for a couple of weeks until they actually pay the money.
Yeah.
Oh. We can't release it until they pay the money?
Well, we don't deny or approve it right away. We just say it is processing for the 2-week period or whatever. I don't know if that can be done. And you might be limited on the length of time.
Yeah.
Or if nobody else is showing, did Dan reply yet?
No, Dan. Mm-hmm.
Well, anywho, I know Al's a good worker. It's just he's properly motivated, you know.
Sometimes gotta dig deep for that motivation.
It gets tiring too when you're in. You know, it's been a long struggle. Well, you know, no, it's not been a long, like we, you know, times are
hey,
good.
Hey, Thomas, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Cool. How's the flash stuff coming there?
I uploaded the latest of basically what I think is done, unless there's anything else that people can find.
Can you like us?
Can you like us again?
Yes.
I'm here with Chris and Taylor, by the way. There's actually four of us in the room.
Scott plus Chris plus Taylor equals four.
You're in the room too, dude.
You're in the room too. I meant the actual room and bench.
Oh. I thought your room, I'm like, huh.
You're forgetting me, myself, and I.
Yeah, I wouldn't have three guys in my room.
Why did you... Hey, is this revamped?
This is a revamp. This is the work of Thomas.
I don't feel like the HTML yet.
Is there a link to the HTML? Looks good, though.
He's got it replaced with .com. Or is that graphics by Justin?
No, it's just...
And just a website, me.
Oh, or make a website me?
Yeah, yeah. We'll get the .com now, so care of website me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Because
the other one expired.
Yeah, and I registered the company name of website me and all subsidiaries on it. So for the copyright, it just has to be website me. You don't have to put the .ca. And because we got the .com, people will be able to Google it real easy.
Beauty.
Oh,
what are you making?
Oh, just have the fast forward. I watched so.
Oh, can we see the... Can we see it?
Yeah. Oh, it's just recording the ISO now. And then I'll show you.
Oh, nice. Is that really good?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's take a picture, and you hit record, and you take a picture, and you hit record. So basically what it is, you get a bunch of pictures, so like a flip book, when you're a kid, like that. So you get a movie from all these photographs.
Okay, okay. And they, so what are they make movies like that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It's all photographs.
That's what they do. I see.
Just all that's pictures. Their business?
Yeah.
So are they artists or something?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they have grants then?
No, we're, how are we on, well, I guess we probably put it up in the upper right corner of the link to the HTML.
We should still, like, find aspiring artists, tell them to do your website for free, but get yourself a grant, because you've got a website. Well, good.
Yeah. Man. I think I have to get me back to BlackBerry again.
Huh?
I have to get me back to BlackBerry again.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How did the inside look?
Good BlackBerry.
Everything just kind of stops, like,
yeah, I don't like that, but
it's kind of actually, no, by the way, I'm getting feedback on the main website needs page.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Well, I'll have to actually have access to this so I can...
This is going to get published very shortly, I think. Sounds like it's only got one change left to do.
Yeah? Oh, fuck. Okay, I better get...
Alan, where's Alan's picture?
My picture should be updated too, but I don't know if Justin.
He might have to
updated.
Get in touch with XenoCat for it.
Yeah.
I sent it to XenoCat for processing.
Yeah, so. Thomas, you'll have to get in touch with
get
you.
Get your picture up there, eh?
That's not Alan you're talking about, is it? He's got his picture.
No.
He can't put it into the website.
No, no.
He doesn't know how to put
Thomas,
it into the website.
Yeah, Thomas has to
Thomas
get the picture.
Put it in.
Yeah,
you don't have to get Thomas.
He's not constant to us at me. He needs to be in to us for...
He's already
got it
to me.
It's we already have it.
Oh,
okay.
He gave it to me.
Oh, I thought you said it was done. Oh, well, why? Okay. Just because
you
said this was
done. I told you, so in other words, don't kill people off for not listening. I told you that he may need to get in touch with Justin to get it because I sent it to him for profit.
Okay, so what? Let's
this picture. Okay.
Yeah. We'll tell.
That's all good. It is me and Alan talking. It's all bad.
Okay. So, who else is in there?
All right, so that's it. Okay, cool.
It's not all. Right, you have to push the top?
Yeah, you got to push the top. Yeah.
Okay. It's all.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, it's Windows on my keyboard. do you want
me to tell them, you know, go in?
Yeah.
The Windows.
That's the hotkey?
That's the L key.
I'm not sure. Can you unbind the Windows key?
It's not really the Windows key. He stuck it from the keyboard. That's the L button.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hold down the Windows key to talk to.
Yeah,
which
good.
Is really the alt button.
Yeah, you have to use it about a keyboard or something.
Oh, no, then we're just...
Scott likes the computer.
Yeah, we're just having fun. So, basically, Xenocat's going to have all the pictures, so we'll just have to throw it up there for you, Thomas. Or get you in touch with Xenocat.
Yeah, Thomas might as well request the tractor.
The sample design pictures?
No, the real.
That's what I thought you said.
No, the image for Alan on the website.
Yeah, the RT pictures. Yeah, there's been updates for that too. There's been new headshots. Oh, that's another thing. Shauna, you guys need a professional photographer to do headshots? Because I was telling her to get her set up. I'm like, you know how much a photographer will charge us. I'm like, we figure out a fair thing for that. We could probably get professionally done. Pictures of us. She has a studio.
Yeah.
Might need to drive out to Hawkesbury to the studio, but if you can all get suits, you know, we'll have top-notch photos of the team. So we'll have to Photoshop Justin.
Real proper lighting and stuff.
Oh yeah, she can. Oh, she's got everything.
That's cool. Yeah. She got the little upside-down umbrella and the fucking.
Oh yeah, she did.
Does she have the birdie on top of the camera? And she can look at the birdie, you know.
Yeah.
I've really seen that one, believe it or not.
But they all,
Yeah.
Is she in the black?
Huh?
Hasselblad? Really recognizable because the top square kind of unfolds into this thing that you look into.
But yeah, the sample design,
you
either have it load an image or it's by page.
Oh, she's got, hers is about 4.
Set up to file
12 megapixel.
Oh, digital, that's why.
Digital,
I don't think Hasselblad is digital.
Well, did you catch that?
What?
Sorry, what was that about sample designs?
You can either actually load a separate page in a new window, or it can load an image like it did before. I did the first coming soon, it loads a page instead.
Can we do the,
Yeah.
I want the page, click on that.
How would you do it in a new window?
Click on that.
I just wanted
frame, to
chat here.
Sweet. It opens up a tab. I
told you that
was possible,
but the other thing wasn't.
No, you got that right.
But it would be better to have it as, instead of a tab, have it as a pop-up.
Separate pop-up.
Kind of so if the pop-up is the size of that frame as if it was a picture, and then they can blow it up.
I don't know if you can do that, ask him.
Thomas, you know, when you click on the coming soon link and you get the browser tab to load up. Is there a way to just resize that to just have it as a pop-up initially? So you know the size of the frame of the picture viewer in the website. Is there a way to just have an actual browser page that size pop-up and then someone can, you know, move it around like a separate window?
Like a tunnel.
And then it would be a tunnel.
I looked into it.
Sweet.
A lot of it is restricted because of pop-up blockers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Either we'd have to have a warning or script or something.
Even that opening another tab can catch a pop-up blocker, though.
But opening another tab can catch a pop-up blocker, too, though.
Catch
up. Opening a tab.
That was good.
And Flash has really restricted what you can do in the later versions because, it won't even actually let you load Google in a new tab. What it's actually doing is it's loading a script on the server that's then redirecting you to Google.
Holy shit! That's how complicated Flash is. It's not much of a pain to work with.
Wow.
It's all one workaround after another. It's an amazing.
Okay, I see your pain. Well, I mean, if we... how long would you think to develop that would it take?
You've got to research it before you can give us a time to develop it.
I could probably find out by next week. It's too impossible.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly. All right, cool. Good. That'll be our timetable. It's like, just see, because that would be, new.
That would be cool.
But it would be
weird. Weird, yeah. Oh, you didn't hear me.
No, but I would say that would
be. Do you actually have a flash key?
Yeah, we definitely have a flash key. If you want to send over the FLA, we'll compile it.
No, you can't edit the FLA without Flash.
Yeah,
you need Flash, to find another system.
No, so you need this key?
Yeah, unless you want to reinstall Windows.
All right. For you, I will give you a Flash CS4 professional key. Brand new, just purchased.
Which is property of Website Me.
It's property of Website Me, though. So make sure that don't register it.
You need to deactivate it off a computer once you see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
That just means if we ever let him go, we can get that copy to somebody else to use.
Okay.
Legitimately.
Hello, all.
He'd be the one
who's
Steve.
Hey.
Hey,
Steve.
Steven.
Awesome.
Should I be in the tank or should I be here?
Here.
Well, you know if you came, didn't you?
We're here. We were actually just talking just a lot before you came in, actually. Setting people up with the tools, programs.
Is it better that I'm in Skype or should I be in
I think then
let's get all our answers in there.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. Where's your answers?
I think Skype hates me.
There's another one.
Got my laugh.
Wow, look at that action screen.
It's crazy.
Wow, this is insane.
Oh, you have no idea. You haven't even touched it.
Enable advanced technical information. Maybe I can find it the next time I talk to someone's got it.
I guess, registered now first. The register now, it's running in the back end.
I hope this works.
Oh, what's he doing?
Adobe might register itself to this copy of Windows.
And if it's an illegal CD key?
Well, no, if it tries to do the same thing to his copy of Windows, it's a different copy of Windows, so it'll just say, no, we can't register.
You can only, it's not the corporate version?
No. Hey, I'm just saying that's a possibility.
Over here? You can share your CD key with other people, right? Or no?
Something else?
Usually it's just one key for software.
Really?
It's the
thing. What?
We can't. What's that?
the unlimited license version.
Yeah, we don't have the unlimited license version?
No. It's hundreds of thousands.
It's
ridiculous.
It's It'd be like Google buying it, you know, that I can sell for $500.
Right. So if we can only use it on this computer?
It's a possibility. I don't know. We'll find out when he tries to install it.
Oh, shit.
Do you have Flash TS4 or do you need an ISO?
But I have to demo it, so I should just put the key in.
Put the key into the other one and it should update itself.
Okay.
You ready?
Getting Flash.
Oh, yeah, I would be. But like not really.
What?
Do you realize the responsibility it puts on your shoulders?
Oh, but it's Flash.
The key.
He's a code monkey. He's a code monkey, like, into, maybe he'll love
it. He needs so much preparation.
Oh, maybe not.
What did you say?
He needs so much preparation.
Oh, okay.
So he said, are you ready for this? And then he didn't do anything.
Yes, I'm ready, I guess.
I tell you, man, I love having, like, 5,000 conversations. Much fun. So yeah, anyways, you ready now? I'm just kidding. Oh yeah, Thomas, what's your phone number?
Some people go out to the bar.
One.
We start a business, and that's awesome.
One.
Okay. Cool. Like, just the first level, you know?
Yeah, and give it a few years, 5 days, I mean, it wasn't really sitting laughing.
Yeah.
Say, do you remember that depression?
Oh, man.
We weathered that one good, didn't we?
I think that more people are going to go, like, wild, you know, the internet will be escaped.
So is Dan over there, too?
No.
Dan may well.
He may well.
Which wall?
Yeah. How's the meatballs too?
They're all just the components are staying warm. Just cool. Let everyone know we're ready to eat. Are we fitting it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
So make your resolution bigger.
that's cool. Yeah, back into a break. Yeah, this week will be good. Is there anyone? So wait, who's? We're not on push to talk, right?
You got such a
push to talk, dude.
Go back into the back end where you just were.
Oh, you want to
do something there?
Oh, well, I was waiting. You didn't
do it. I just told you to do something. I shouldn't have taken more instruction.
Yeah. All
right. Is there a company in front?
Can you update mine too? Okay.
The magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Client
viewer.
Then go where it says null and load down at the bottom. Set that to first to Alan.
No,
Thomas.
Oh, it's in here?
No. At the bottom. Yeah, where Thomas is pointing.
Okay.
No, on the drop down first. So you can actually see each of the people in it? We should replace null. Oh, I see. Well, what we should do is have a...
No, that's because you don't always want to assign to a person.
Yeah, no, that's the or unassigned, but we should have a different label in front. I'll try and come up and...
Like when it changes sex to male. Package doesn't need to be filled in.
Or does it now?
12 inches. Oh, yeah.
I think it knows mail order. All right.
I hope you delete these after every couple
of months. Oh, man, this is good. I want to show my grandchildren this. Man.
This is what a business meeting used to be.
This is it, man. This is how, you know, it's like... No, but...
Caleb wanted to change his chair.
Oh. Yo, Steve, man, we're still here, man. Sorry, man. So, shit. You talk. Throw a cover. Just ask him what he's up to. He's lonely.
What's happening, Steve? You lonely over there?
Yeah, I'm not lonely. Just waiting for something conversational to start.
Steve, we're going to have to start looking into those government programs. Basically, they're, you know, the stimulus packages giving, you know, incentive packages for young entrepreneurs. You're going to have to start looking into maybe enrolling in one of those programs or something.
I realize that stimulus package is not for us. That's for the state.
There's been a $50 billion package done by the Canadian budget. So the Canadian government also has a stimulus package. It's quite a lot less, but they're still putting a lot of... there's actually a $120,000 grant they just offered in Orleans to run a program. So that's why I saw it. So Services Canada might be, you know, good idea to check out the website, see what they got there and boost us. So, yeah, that's one thing we can talk about. Another thing, too, is customers and when they sign up, any billing issues we can... maybe figure a way around, you know, contingency plans. I guess, you know, when they sign up with us, how do we make sure we get the money from them consistently month after month?
Oh, it's easy. Just cut them off. I love that.
They'll pay real quick.
Oh, yeah. So what you do is you have, like, you know, game service, and you log in, right?
I'll get some more.
And you log in the game service, that's fine.
But, okay, yeah. Hold the conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Taylor's got an auto flag ticket. You missed your deadline.
You got an auto flag ticket.
I don't know what, but you missed your deadline.
Something, man. Something important to you. All right.
For website?
You missed your deadline.
Which, for...
add-in pages for the front end.
Oh,
yeah. I wanted you to take a look at them.
Bring it down.
Hey.
You don't want this?
No.
Okay.
Right here. Watch it up.
Very little.
Just
all right, there you go. I was like, okay, what were we just saying? Front end. Yeah.
We weren't talking about front end.
There was something before that.
I didn't get an email.
You won't get an email when it auto flags.
No, shoot, because that's how
I... What I'm reading, there's basically no way to do it into an actual pop-up window, because just about every browser is going to block that. And if you're using a browser that's not set up to use tabs, it will open a new window versus a tab.
Yes. But you won't be able to control the size.
Okay.
Well, you can't control the size, it's just like a new window.
Oh, okay.
We can't control the size, but...
that's what I meant. Yeah,
the user
can. Okay, you had me confused there now.
It's a resizable window.
Yes, fair enough.
But it used to be that this would open a new one. But that changed when tabs came around.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So there's no... okay, so... it can be a work in progress, but let's not hold it.
It's not really something we're going to be able to do with that. No, with current knowledge.
But we can implement it later, once we get...
probably
bigger.
Not.
When we have enough money?
I don't know about that.
Yes, you go look at Adobe and make it refresh.
Fair enough. That would be a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
We're talking hundreds of millions.
Yeah, you're better off just to buy the company.
Yeah.
Or no shares.
I think, online, I think you're going for about $80 right now for the company. Ford stocks went up today, 29 cents.
Nice.
Is Steve in this conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, what else do you guys want to sound off on? Do you still want to touch on the subscription thing or something else?
Do we want to get input on Beta Beans from the others? Or?
Actually, yeah. Hey, let's all check out Lita Beans, our premium customer here. give her, let's all us do an interactive exercise. We're all going to load her up. I'm going to try and use the site.
We're not going to try and create a new username because that'll cross problems.
Yeah, we're gonna get you that link right now. They couldn't make you okay?
Not right now.
Oh.
I'm not sure why. Gotta debug it.
Oh, okay. We'll have a guest to do a 1-2-3-1 test. Or test.
Right now it's got no access anyway.
Okay. Alright, is it loading up though?
Yep.
Not properly.
Oh, where's the splash? Oh, you're already logged in.
I just missed you.
No, we're not logged in yet.
Oh, the splash will come in. Oh, we have an ad.
Yeah, we have login. Where's the splash?
Oh, I was saying the splash should be the first thing in the... Oops, sorry.
No, it won't be the first thing.
That's going to be the big green box right now. That's going to be the three free questions. So the first thing you see is going to be the three free questions.
Yeah, this is going to disappear.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Well, you got my MS Paint, right? The big, yeah. That makes sense.
You're going to need to get in touch with XenoCat to design a splash page for the three free questions that'll fit inside that green box area.
I have a page that just has a login button on it that refreshes like every couple seconds.
Let's check this login page.
It still has the left sidebar.
Which login?
That under Welcome to Leader Beans, it just has a login button.
Okay, which login?
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't
be refreshing, though.
There should be only one login. I think that would, that might be something.
No, the login is because right now he's trying to view a chat.
I don't remember
what he went over to view a chat, probably one of the recent users or something, but he's trying to view a chat. We need to be logged in to see a chat.
Okay, can we change that?
I just went completely
to logged in the chat. So
yep, because you
that.
Just went over top of Bobby Jones up underneath stores. If you put it underneath admin, you'll see what you originally saw. Admin underscore, not under these images.
Why does it do that?
To show the different features of the site. If you mouse over the stores, it shows the stores. If you mouse over the users, it shows the chat.
Here, let's log you in. Let's log you in.
The forums page.
Real quick on login. Now we have to make more obvious because it looks like the button's just popping out of nowhere. But this should be the first page people see. And then they log in. So that way, like I said, there would be one version without the
people. People think they need to log in order to do anything on the site if they do that.
Or, well, if it was, say, new user or something.
I'm under the impression the first thing that should show up is what she has for sale. Because that's what she wants people who don't have.
Oh, you're right. Because, yeah, if you get a login page, it's like, oh, fuck this. I don't want to do it.
Then she wants people to know about her for three free questions to attract users.
That is smart. Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
And yet I get all this argument about, no, it shouldn't be this way.
No, I was waiting for that. That convinced me, you know.
Sometimes I can't give the evidence that I've pre-thought of.
No, I know.
He
it happens to me, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you ever have a gut feeling, then let's talk it out. This is a good way to do it, so. Oh, it makes sense, actually, to not have that's why 18-plus sites have it, you know, it's like, I have to do a drop-down. Oh, excuse me, I just want to go quickly do it. I want to find something, yeah. So that's why you have very friendly content in the beginning, and then you have the more restricted stuff just deeper in the
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. You're not on Bush Talk.
No, we're not on Bush Talk. He can hear you.
Yeah.
Yep, so that would be one thing. So what do you guys, any other thoughts? So needs graphics, I heard. Okay.
Any input on what graphics?
Yeah, elaborate on
really
that.
I have a really hard time with that.
Right? Yeah, elaborate on what you would feel you would need to see.
One second, I'm creating an account. Which, that little, 200 by 200 square for text.
Where is it?
Is small.
What 200 by 200 square are you talking about?
What is that?
When you're creating a new user, you have to put in your email.
Oh, you mean the login page? Oh, I'm really surprised that people are saying that. I'm shocked that people are saying that.
Scott,
what?
Which login page?
Scott completely overruled me this morning. I was saying, XenoCat, no, it's not going to be that way. I had to call him stupid to finally get it. No, it ain't going to be that way. 2 minutes later, Scott comes on and make it that way. I'm like, fuck off.
Do what?
To make it small like that so that you can't see anything.
Because the picture's big.
I think it should be a completely separate page. Because there's really no good place to put it on here.
At that point, maybe to make it, maybe make it pop up where the viewer, the chat pop up format. That so, you know, just have it as a that dynamic pop up.
When you click the login, it's going to the green area. That works.
Yeah.
So it comes up as a login password.
It'll come up with the, that
I'm
viewer.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get a scroll bar, though, just because the image is not going to be dynamic.
But then you
But I think we should make the image dynamic, and I suggest how you vote with competent voters here.
Okay. Well, all right. How easy would it be to make this dynamic?
Simple.
Okay. What?
Beyond simple.
So what is it? What do we need to do to get it dynamic?
We have to convince Xenocat to lower his pride.
Okay. Okay. Well, first off, I think what we're just trying to do is figure out some things where we can take this. All right. We'll obviously want to make sure we consider all the options there.
Yeah. I just muted.
Is it muted? Yeah. Okay, good.
Justin just joined. I just wanted to catch it.
Yeah, no, I was trying to... But
also, the image that's on the splash page, the bottom of it's getting cropped.
What?
At what resolution?
No, we have it, like, the graphic itself is bigger than the actual image itself.
I don't even know what it means by that.
You just lost it.
But, yeah. Oh. All right, sorry. Could you explain that, Thomas?
If you go look at the splash where it's all the Scorpio, Leo, whatever, at the very bottom, if you look at kind of the fog around the tip, you notice it's just being cut off.
The border?
Really? I think he's talking about this line here, but I can barely see
there's
that.
A box. There's a box here.
Yeah.
So, what, is that the transparency of the thing, or?
No, it's just that the image is basically too short.
Why is it too short? I don't get it. Like,
because there's kind of a line here in the fading part where it should just fade down
just
a little bit more.
Like a couple lines kind of thing.
I'm amazed you can see that.
I was like, it's kind of.
My eyes are so bad for that type of thing.
So I got you. This halo effect isn't carried off, so it just. Yeah, and then this background.
Just so the image.
You can see the pattern. You can actually see that this is copied. Oh, that's not good. That looks crappy. This reminds me of an old GeoCities.
The star tile we're talking about.
Yeah, the star tile. We'll have to make...
Oh,
so, if he's doing it... Like that and stuff, then so frame by frame.
That's what I did. I mean, he's like, oh,
that has a music section.
No, that makes that. Got me.
Yep.
It was talking about forums and blogs and stuff. We got into it.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely talk about
it. I had it stretched to the height of the screen and automatically center. That was my design for it. And yeah, sure. The S here starts to get a little pixelated because it's only one row of pixels, so you start to see that type of thing. If he remade it to double the size, you wouldn't see that type of thing.
Okay.
So in that matter, it's just him being lazy enough to actually do a second problem.
What do you think, Scott? I mean,
Justin, we're thinking about like taking the site and maybe having a couple of buttons in the top so you can have, let's say, load it up and let's say, you know, 1024 by 768 and then maybe, you know, 1600 by 1200 or whatever people want to use as a second resolution. Would that be possible? And then just have two different graphics for everything there.
I wouldn't advise it.
Told you. Is that a huge run of work? Or?
Yeah, I think we do the
other. Well, I mean, it's almost the amount of graphic work. There's just no reason to do that.
Unless we make the overall.
Are you setting on the preview to reset the window?
Well, what is that? Can you repeat that, Tom? Can you repeat that, Thomas?
When you say like a button for 1024 by 768, are you saying like the preview for the site so it'll just resize the browser window so you can see what it looks like?
No, when it picks different images.
No, when it picks different images.
I would highly not recommend that.
I wouldn't do that. I would make it dynamic.
One of the main reasons is that anyone who actually knows what that even means would not be running a resolution that needs that.
Very good point.
Oh, what's 1024?
All right, so what do you think of the current resolution? 1024 or 768?
For the mass public, like, do we have to dumb it down?
Difficult to say, because there's so many resolutions.
The 1024 by 768 is highly reasonable.
Okay, cool.
Is it?
That's it there. My screen is
no, that's a 600.
No, it's 1024 by 768.
No, but the graphic itself is 600. At 10,024, you got all that extra space.
So he has to still remake.
He should remake that.
Oh, so we're just
make it fit on that size.
Okay, to make it middle ground. This is okay.
Right, so Justin, you're gonna make this for 1024 by 768.
That's what it is currently.
For
no, it's 600 by 600.
Okay. Cause yeah, Chris says it's 600 by 600, and I've got my screen set to.
Yeah, the picture is 600 by
600.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. So you need the full thing, full page.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do is scale it down to the
There you go.
And the reason I did 600 by 600 is if you're going by 768 height, which is what 1024 by 768 is, you have to make allowances for the bookmarks, the web URL bar, tools, history, all that shit.
And then people who don't know what they're doing, the Yahoo toolbar, the MySpace toolbar, the Google toolbar.
Which is why the picture is 600 tall.
Why? That sounds like a lot of horseshit to me. It's because of the original.
If I made it exactly 768 tall, it would be scrolling on 768 high resolution.
It would be scrolling? If they have toolbars.
And even on that 24 by 768 window, because I have a button that can resize my window, I'm still scrolling, so.
He's talking about making, so this is not, this is 24, but he's making the image, like, he's taking into account.
It's just like the very bottom set of the image.
Okay, I got it.
I don't want to.
Hold on, I have to see something.
Okay.
So, sorry, continue.
Written details, I like it too.
Continue what?
Oh, enough, dude.
What the fuck?
Could do a black and white flickering screen.
What the fuck is this?
I think it one time crashed in the game right as I was firing, so it kept going from muzzle flash to non.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah,
I might know this good for that, because you can create your own.
What the fuck?
I don't use it.
That's awesome. That's a good idea, though.
And we could probably create custom ones for these for businesses.
Oh, yeah.
We should do entire.
Don't look at me, that's all broken.
That's the help page you've got.
And when it does, if you mouse over, it goes to that page. If you click on it, it reloads it.
Okay, so we need actual graphics for that, right?
Yeah.
So they could be like.
Oh, you'll have to repeat.
So, Okay. That was a good hour, so that's it for the meeting. I'll go get dressed up.